7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Islam as a religion is a religion that encapsulates every single aspect of man's being, and hence obviously every single aspect of man's being in this material world. And one of those aspects that man has in this material world is that man has to live by certain rules and regulations. And one of those rules and regulations, rather one of those relationships that has rules and regulations within the Islamic system in this material realm, is that the relationship between him and other human beings, between him and other communities, and so on and so forth. So does Islam, for example, have anything to say about politics? Because that's what politics is. Politics is the relationship between communities, within a community, for example, also. Like, what is my political stance regarding, for example, that community? Do I have a relationship with them or not? How do I govern a particular society? What system of governments do I need? Where do I get the rules and regulations to govern that particular society? And so on and so forth. Who is the one who is capable of governing an Islamic society, if Islamic society and if Islamic government even exists? So these are certain questions obviously many of us may have posed. And obviously scholars, and especially after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, many of these questions were answered by some of the great scholars. So one of those books that was written in this regard, regarding Islam and politics, where many people have said that it is separate, has been answered by one of the great scholars of the contemporary era. And we will introduce this book to our dear listeners in our next segment. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is titled Islamic Political Theory, Legislation, Volume 1. This book was authored by, according to the book, it says Professor Muhammad Taqi Misbah Yazdi. Professor Muhammad Taqi Misbah Yazdi. However, it is Ayatollah Muhammad Taqi Misbah Yazdi, rahmatullah alayhu, passed away within this current period of time, not too long ago. The book was translated by Brother Mansur Limba and was published by the Translation Unit of the Cultural Affairs Department of the Ahlul Bayt World Assembly, or Majma' Dahani Ahlul Bayt. The book was first published in the year 2011. The Translation Unit of the Ahlul Bayt World Assembly is in Qom, the holy city of Qom, in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So basically, Islam and how Islam governs a society is what this book looks at. And there are quite a few sections to it. Also understanding that this book is based on the lessons of Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi that obviously were delivered in Farsi and was then obviously then translated into English by our dear brother Mansur Limba. So as you can see from in the table of contents, or you will see if you decide to pick this book up, there is a session 1, session 2, session 3. Basically, these were the sessions and the speeches that the Ayatollah gave, that is Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, rahmatullah alayh, on these particular subjects. So basically, in the introduction to this book, it is written that how these sessions came about. It says that His Eminence Ayatollah Muhammad Taqi Misbah Yazdi, may Allah prolong his sublime presence, Rahmatullah Alayh, presented a series of discussions on Islamic political theory before sermons khutbah of the Friday Congregational Prayer of Tehran. So this was done obviously in Tehran. The present volume is the transcript of the said discussions, compiled and edited by Mr. Karim Subhani, and presented to you, dear readers, in two volumes, Legislation and Statecraft. So inshallah, we will be mentioning the second volume in our next episode. It is hoped that this book is accepted by the concerned authorities and approved by Hazrat Wali al-Asr, that is Imam al-Zaman, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajhu sharif, His Holiness, the Master of the Age. May Allah the Exalted expedite His glorious advent. And this was done by the Imam Khomeini Educational and Research Institute on the 17th of July, 1999. So this is basically how this book came about. And obviously, it's to show that Islam as a religion has a political system. And to answer those particular questions that were posed during that particular time, you know, regarding Islam and the political system that it contained. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. With me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. To recap, the book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is titled Islamic Political Theory. It is a compilation of the discussions and series of lectures that were delivered by Ayatollah Muhammad Taqi Misbah Yazdi in Tehran, and you know, answering questions regarding the Islamic political system. It was then translated by Brother Mansur Limba and published by the Ahlul Bayt Wal Assembly in two volumes. This is the first volume. So session one. The most important questions in the realm of Islamic policy. Introduction. Undoubtedly, one of the achievements of our revolution and political system is the Friday congregational prayer, Salat al-Jum'ah, which has innumerable blessings for the Islamic Ummah. Among its secondary benefits is the communication of necessary teachings and information to the people during the two sermons and the lectures before or between the sermons in different cities and towns. Throughout the years after the revolution, scholars and orators have presented to the Friday prayer congregation and the rest of people through the media valuable information on belief, education, economic issues, and other academic needs. I also have the honor of lecturing on the subject, Monotheism in the Ideological and Value System of Islam, whose transcription has been published as a book and offered to esteemed readers. On the insistence of my colleagues, I am here to deliver a series of lectures on Islamic political theory. I hope that God the Exalted helps me in this important task and inspires me with that which is pleasing to Him and beneficial for the Islamic Ummah, so that I may eloquently convey the same to this martyr-rearing and honorable nation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to better understand Islam and the facets and theories that Islam has presented to us in order to take us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.